I'm Alice Klieg, and welcome to me.
And so it begins.
Ladies and gentlemen, meatloaf cake.
What's the next piece?
No, we're on this for a while.
Thank you, baby.
No problem, baby.
So good.
We have a few bumps to iron out.
Why doesn't it look like Oprah?
Because you ate a cake made out of hamburger.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Welcome to Me.
What would happen if an Oprah-obsessed 40-something woman with borderline personality disorder won $86 million from the California lottery? For Alice Klieg, the sudden riches spark her to quit her meds and spend a fortune to work out her issues via her own reality talk show called Welcome to Me. That's also the title of this infectious new movie starring the multi-talented Kristen Wiig, who gives an outstanding lead performance in this tricky, dark comedy. Gangly, athletic, and unconventionally pretty, Ms. Wiig takes on a daring role here. She's equal parts crazy and compelling as she bakes a meatloaf cake, recreates her traumatic life with live actors, or walks naked through a crowded casino. It's an 88-minute balancing act, and Kristen never misses a step. If only the filmmakers didn't decide to cop out with an overly mushy finale, this film could have been a year-end top 10 list contender. Wiig carries the show, but she doesn't exactly work alone. With able support from fine veterans like Wes Bentley, Joan Cusack, Tim Robbins, and Jennifer Jason Leigh, Welcome to Me proves to be a low-budget indie winner that just misses greatness with a weak third act. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website, reviewed by markleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. How much would you spend for letters penned by Albert Einstein? Really? Would you go as high as $420,000? Neither would I, but someone did. This from CNN. What did Albert Einstein think about adultery, the atomic bomb, and God? At an auction last week, bidders shelled out just over 420 large to own a piece of the Nobel Prize winner's letters tackling these subjects and other questions he faced during his lifetime. Organizers said the highlight of the auction, which included 27 letters from Einstein, was a 1945 letter about the connection between his special relativity theory and the atomic bomb. The genius physicist sent it to his son Hans less than a month after the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It sold for $62,500. A 1939 communication from Einstein to President Franklin Roosevelt helped start the U.S. efforts to build an atomic bomb, but Einstein later said he regretted taking that step. In the letter to his son in 45, Einstein wrote that his work and the bomb were only very indirectly connected. Quote, "I already showed 39 years ago that pursuant to the special relativity theory, there is an equivalence between the mass and energy of a system, or that both are only different manifestations of the same thing," unquote. I also noted, we're quoting again, the energies released in radioactive decay are big enough to express themselves in an inaccuracy of the mass balance of radioactive reactions. That's all, unquote. The letters, most written in German but some in English, offer an inside look at Einstein's personal beliefs, like his thoughts about religion and the likelihood of the existence of God. In a 1945 letter to Guy H. Rayner, Einstein described himself as an atheist. Quote, "From the viewpoint of a Jesuit priest, I am, of course, and always have been an atheist. It is always misleading to use concepts in dealing with these outside of the human sphere. Childish analogies," he wrote. 4 years later, he wrote to Rainier again, but this time, according to the auction's organizers, his views seem to have shifted. He disparaged atheism and instead declared himself agnostic. So he went from, "I don't believe," to, "I don't really have a feeling on this at all," as he was getting older. "I have repeatedly said that in my opinion, the idea of a personal God is a childlike one," he wrote. "I prefer an attitude of humility corresponding to the weakness of our intellectual understanding of nature and of our own being." While many of the letters addressed his scientific work, religion, and major political events of the time, Einstein also took time to share more personal thoughts with close family and friends. In another letter to his son Hans, he promised to send math problems to solve. "Gee, Dad, can you send me some math problems? I'm kind of bored here." Did he help his kids with their homework? Imagine that. You have an issue, you go home. Who's helping you with your math homework? Albert Einstein. Look at that. And in a letter to a friend, he offered words of encouragement after learning of her husband's infidelity. Hey now. In total, the letters generated 420,625 simoleons, this according to the auction house. The auction was extremely successful, said Mark Krustal, a spokesman for Profiles in History. The Einstein letters sold for more than what we expected. Wouldn't it be amazing if you kind of bid on these things sight unseen? and you were all excited. What am I going to learn? What did the genius have to say about this or about that? And you get it home and you open it up and it says milk, bread, eggs, ham, cheese. And you realize you spent all this money for Einstein's shopping list. It could happen, right? Even Einstein couldn't remember everything he needed to get to the store when he went to the store. He would have to have shopping lists. But it is interesting to be able to look into the mind of someone that is a well-known genius. It is kind of fascinating to see how someone with that capacity and with that intellect, what he wrote in just regular everyday letters. Stay with us. More to come. Up next, Ted David and another edition of America's Business. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugging first baseman nearly won the Triple Crown in 1994 and was named the NL MVP. He ranks as the Astros' all-time leader in home runs and RBIs.
Look out. I think he's jacked one. Has he ever? How about it?
So where is Jeff Bagwell now? Jeff became the Astros hitting coach in 2010 and turned the offense around. Jeff was offered a 2-year extension, but he turned it down. And the following year, he came up short for the Hall of Fame, his wife filed for divorce, and he was identified as the other man in the assault trial of a Houston surgeon. Jeff, meet your new cellmate, Lenny Dykstra. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy, teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.